Hello and welcome to our Resource Yourself Meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler, and today we have a half hour lying ahead of us in which we can connect with something really deep. I've been thinking a lot about life transitions, in part because I experienced them and I experienced them in my immediate surroundings. And I realized that these moments in which something big is about to change, when we move to a different place, or we end a long relationship, when we die, or when someone around us dies, when we have a child, these big life transitions, they always have to do with facing things and feeling things that frequently are negative, and with letting go of the old stuff in order to make space for something new, and in order to find ourselves in the new place, in a new life, as a new self, and to redefine what life means. And so I think that it doesn't really depend on whether or not we want the change. In some cases we can't choose, it's just coming. But we still have to go through this process of letting go of stuff. And that can happen on the outside, like in case we move, we have to throw away things and put them in boxes and put them where they belong. And in the case of someone dying, they have to let go of what meant so much to them, the people, the life, the aspects of life. And we frequently experience this as painful and stressful and as so hard that we can't handle it. And so I thought today we should make some room and some space for looking at this, the life transitions and how we face them and what keeps us from really being present. Because that's really all that's asked from us. When we are present, things transform, they end, or they begin, and they move from one state into another. And when we can perceive life as this constant flow of one thing into another, that's really when we can live to our fullest. So I am just inviting you to follow me, follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts, and allow yourself to relax and to be guided by your own subconscious. Let it bring up whatever is relevant for you right now, and let's see how this goes and how we experience the process. So I'm taking a few deep breaths. And as you do this with me, just notice your body. Notice the way it's supported. Its weight pulling down. Breathe and make yourself really comfortable. And let's just settle into the rhythm of our breathing. Every time we inhale, we let our attention go wherever it's drawn. That can be sensation in our body. It can be a thought, something we think or we see in our inner world, memory. It can be an emotion, wherever it goes. We let our awareness drift and go on the inhale, wherever it's drawn. And we notice how this is right now. And then on the exhale, we just focus on letting go of what we just perceived. It's as if we exhaled it. We inhale and we are aware. We exhale and let go. Let's do this a few times. Just notice your breathing and how easy or difficult it is. And as you exhale, let go of whatever you just perceived. And as I keep breathing, I notice how my body relaxes more and more. And how my focus goes into this current moment and what I perceive right here and now. Because anything that can come up in my mind is just something that's in my awareness right here and now. And that I let go on the next exhale. And then with curiosity, I can observe what I experience on the next inhale. And let go on the next exhale. I let my awareness go to my hands, and I imagine that the space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information. Something that exists outside of space and time, higher intelligence. Something that I cannot understand or describe in my mind and with words. But I can notice how my hands sense this field. I notice the temperature, sensations of movement or tingling. Or flow. And I can enjoy just being so present with this one specific aspect. And also here, as I exhale, I let go, and as I inhale, I observe again. This infinite field of energy, light, and information is not just between my hands, but everywhere. Within my body, around my body, and everywhere. So I let my awareness drift to wherever I sense this field of energy and light and information, in whatever way. It can be in any of my senses, or maybe just like a sensation of vibration, expansion, or relaxation in the body. And I let myself be guided in my process by this higher intelligence, however it shows up and brings up what's relevant for me. So in life transitions, we need to let go of stuff. And the reason why this is sometimes difficult is because there are things that we don't want to feel. So I'm just inviting my subconscious to bring into my awareness what it is that I haven't been wanting to feel and to be aware of. And I just open up to anything that wants to come, even if it's painful, even if it's making me nervous, anxious, or sad. Because I know that I can let go of this illusion of suffering and of having to avoid suffering. I can just open up to being with whatever my subconscious wants to show me. This is like putting a radio channel on the right frequency and just waiting whatever comes up. And it can come up in a physical sensation, something that I don't understand, or maybe as a thought, maybe it's something that I do understand that I've been seeing for a while. Whatever it is, I just decide to be totally present and to give my body to this aspect and to experiencing this aspect. I can just go into it. If it's an image, I explore how it feels to see this. If it's a feeling, I go right into this feeling. And in case of a thought or something I realize, I also explore how this feels here and now. I breathe into it and I am this. Just for a little while, I can allow myself to be this thing that I didn't want to be aware of. I can observe how it is, and every time I exhale, I let go. As I breathe and I'm aware, I can notice how my body calms down and how I get to relax into this, releasing it, letting it go, being present and aware. So I realized there can be a difference between allowing myself to be aware and actually on a very deep, visceral, emotional level, being connected and in awareness and actually experiencing it. Many times we perceive things mentally and we are aware on the surface. So let's go a little deeper by just focusing on our heart and the sensation of it being open to this life transition experience. We just breathe into our hearts and notice how they feel. And whatever is keeping our heart more closed, more restricted, more confined, we allow it to come into our awareness and to dissolve and release as we exhale. I allow my heart to open more and more. And I notice how my heart energy is getting more intense and spreading beyond my mere heart, through my body, through my energy body, out into the world, flowing wherever it is needed. So I also let my heart energy flow into my throat, which is the place that closes up when we can't express something, when there's too much emotion to let it flow out. We hold it frequently in our throats. So I'm just aware of my heart opening up as I breathe and the heart energy flowing into my throat. As I inhale and perceive and exhale and let go, little by little, my throat can relax and ease and start vibrating and connecting with a flow and a movement. First, it's a flow and a movement of energy that then affects the flow and the movement in our minds, in our perception, and in our lives. Whatever I need to see, express, and voice, I become aware of it. And I let go as I exhale. As I keep breathing, I notice that the energy in my body changes, moves more, calms down, and I focus my attention next onto my head and the place that represents my mind. In life transitions, we try to understand and control and analyze so much that frequently the energy gets stuck in our mind. Sometimes it even creates a headache or tension. So I'm just giving my awareness to my head and to my mind as such. Breathing calmly, not trying to change anything, but just allowing this current moment to unfold. And I can be aware of all the ways in which I try to control and plan and hold on to in my mind. And I perceive these ways without judging myself. If there's judgment, I just let it be there and exhale it, let go. But I know I can just perceive my humanness and how I like to control and be holding on to things. And as I perceive this, it can just be something that's there and that I can let go of as I exhale. So I let go of the ideas and preconceptions about life, what something means, what's coming or not coming. I just perceive the idea that I hold in mind and then I exhale, letting it go. I accept the fact that I don't know. We never really know what's coming. We just have this illusion that because things go a certain way and they tend to go that way, generally this and this is going to happen. So I just perceive my illusion of what this life transition has to be or should be or will be. I surrender to not knowing and I let go. It might be different. All I really know is that right here and now I can be with anything that life brings my way. And that right here and now, then I discover how it is. I discover myself, the way I feel, and the situation around me, the way it is, what it leads into. I discover this here and now, again and again, at the next and the next inhale. I notice a sense of peace spreading within me. And I inhale into this peace, enjoying it and allowing it to fill me and put information, peaceful information, into every part and aspect and cell of me. And from this peaceful place, I ask my subconscious for one message of something that is important for me to understand right now. A message, a symbol, whatever it is that it has to gift to me. And with this understanding or message, I bring my awareness back to this current moment, into my body, into this moment here and now. And I notice the parts of my body that want to move, and I allow them to do so. And as I move, my awareness comes back to a more habitual way, and I'm getting ready to open my eyes. I let them open when I'm ready. So all that's left for me to say is thank you so much for joining me in this process. I hope you could calm down as much as I did. It really brought some peace to me, and I hope that you can take some of this peace back into your day and your weekend and your week and into the transitions that you're experiencing in life, trusting that whatever life brings your way, you can handle and you can be with. And the more able you are to just perceive and be with it, the more you can let it flow through as an experience, feeling more anchored and more trustful underneath this experience. So as always, thank you very, very much. I'm sending you a big hug, all my best wishes, and I see you next week or so, I hope. Bye for now.